This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. There are gender imbalances in lots of career fields, more often with more men than women doing the jobs. Then there's firefighting. In fire departments across the country, there are more than 1 million people on the job. Maybe 10% are women. That's one of the underlying reasons for the annual Rogue Girls Fire Camp. The 3-day camp runs in the second half of June, with applications open now. We're talking to Jennifer Haddon, a retired firefighter and paramedic with Ashland Fire and Rescue, and a camp instructor. Jennifer, welcome to the studio on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So talk about the beginnings of Girls Fire Camp. How did this come to be in the Rogue Valley?
So Ashley, who works at Ashland Fire, she's a captain paramedic now. She went to the camp up in Portland, put on by women, and it's just like, wow, we got to do this down here, because there was a need. And so she brought it down and we put it together, and the rest is history.
So having retired from fire service in the Rogue Valley, what can you tell me about the general representation of women among firefighters in the valley?
So when I started, there had been a woman in Medford previously. She didn't make it very long. I got hired first, 1998. So I was the first female in Ashland Fire Department and for the Valley. Obviously, I was second, but I was alone for about 10 years at the department. Ashley came along after that. I know Sam worked at Medford Fire, Samantha Metheny, and she was on the line for a while and then had kids and ended up going into the fire marshal position. But, I don't know, Ashland was kind of an anomaly as far as it wasn't as bad of a good old boy network. But I had worked hotshot crews where I was one of maybe two or three females. Dirty, stinky, nasty job. Wow. And you just have to stand up for yourself and say, no, I'm not, I don't want to hear that or see that or whatever. So different at Ashland Fire. Very respectful, very accommodating and welcoming for me. So I was really lucky.
How much of a realistic picture are you able to give the girls who attend Rogue Girls Fire Camp? I mean, do you tell them stories like we're just talking about here?
Yeah, I tell them, you will meet people that want to put you down, that want to not have you work with them, and you just have to stand up for yourself, and you can do it and learn all those skills to be confident. Yeah.
So who participates? Who actually does the organization for Rogue Girls Fire Camp and gives you people and equipment and all that stuff?
This is a great question. So we get donations from a lot of unions, from the fire departments. We get RCC has been really helpful with their – they have an engine. They have at District 3 all the equipment that we end up using. Turnouts we get from pretty much every department.
Those are the actual fire coats and pants and stuff. Yeah,
and boots. I think we actually purchased some boots because a lot of women have small feet, especially teenagers, so those are hard to find. But, yeah, everyone in the community has really, as far as fire departments, have helped a lot.
So how many years will this be when you get together for Rogue Fire Camp 2024?
I think it's our third.
Just third, okay.
Yeah.
So a fairly recent thing. And you got interrupted by the pandemic, I recall?
Yes, we got interrupted. We were the first year we did a sleepover. We did it at SOU, and we had a bus, and it was pretty fun. And then, yes, did it get shut down completely? I don't remember, honestly.
Well, having your own breathing apparatus would probably help you stand next to each other, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Over the course of 3 days, then, I mean, you can cover a lot of stuff, I would think. But even so, this is something you take a while to get good at, I'd think. I mean, you got to be well trained, and 3 days is not gonna make you a firefighter, but it'll give you a taste for it.
It'll give you a taste. You get your hands on all the equipment. You get to go, wow, this is really hard, or wow, this is so exciting. It's really fun or scary, or all those things. And they find out how heavy the equipment can be. We get to cut up cars. We get to spray wildland fire. We get to put out actual live fire. We get to rappel out of a window, out of a third story. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah,
so what are the requirements to get into the ROFA? First of all, it's 16 to 20 year olds, is that right?
16 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
And we do fudge a little bit with, but there's a 21 year old. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll let her in. Otherwise, it's you just have to fill out a form that says, this is why I want to do this. And usually we'll get a letter of recommendation from somebody who the kid knows, counselor, a parent, you know, anything like that. And honestly, they just have to apply and show some interest.
We're talking about Rogue Girls Fire Camp coming up June 21st through 23rd in the Rogue Valley. Jennifer Haddon, a retired firefighter and paramedic, is one of the camp instructors and one of the organizers. And so they need to get the application in. So you just gave us a little sketch of the activities about some of the things they do. This is not, you don't soft pedal it. You don't like show them pictures of things.
Or... No, it's all hands on. They get to crawl through buildings with fake smoke and rescue dummies. And gosh, really, we try to get them to do everything. They get to ride on an engine. We have an engine that goes around the campus, basically, and they get to, you know, put their turnouts on, get on the engine, hop off the engine, pull some hose, squirt some water, and then at the end of the camp, we actually have a competition of doing all the stuff, and the parents show up, and they get to see their kids in action. It's pretty cool.
How many teams do you split up into?
Three teams, mm-hmm. Usually three teams. Each has a captain, and they are together the whole weekend and learn all the skills. And so all the women firefighters from the Valley and from Grants Pass are instructors, right? So they will go set up stations, and the captain will take the team through that station, whether it's cutting up cars or breaking in doors, you know, squirting water, all that stuff will be led by different women from the Valley. And then the captain will take the team through all that stuff. So they learn a lot.
You mentioned cutting up cars first a couple of times now. Is that one of the favorite things
to do? It's super fun, yeah. It's really hard work, but it's really fun to do it. And there's, you know, you learn different ways to do it, so it's a lot easier. But, yeah, it's a good skill because we do cut up cars on the freeway and wherever there's accidents.
When people get crunched into cars and you can't get them out in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
as you mentioned, all the women firefighters or women firefighters from around the Valley do participate as mm-hmm. as instructors. Are there male firefighters instructing too?
No.
No. Okay. So it is just a...
Yeah. Just behind the scenes, we do have Gary Heigl come in from RCC, and he does a little talk about the paramedic program, the EMT basic program that they can all get involved in. And the EMT basic is like 6 months long. You can get your feet wet. You know, you can just go, oh, I kind of like this, getting hands-on medical training, or I don't want anything to do with this. So it can kind of lead you in a different path. So we bring in, for lunch, we'll usually bring in somebody that has a different experience, like a wildland firefighter or like I said, the EMT or paramedic program leaders.
Well, that's a good point. So it's not just one size fits all and one particular career path. You have a couple different branches you can take if you
exactly.
come to this camp. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of departments now are hiring. Like Ashland only used to hire paramedics. Now they have EMT basics. I don't know that there's any intermediates, but they're kind of interspersed now with the paramedics.
Well, yeah. I remember seeing about that recently. There was a difference between EMTs and paramedics.
Yeah. Paramedics are... you go with these standing orders and you're able to do a lot of skills out in the field just... by having these standing orders and you're qualified to do those, whereas EMT can do minimal stuff on a medical call. So
let's talk about safety. I mean, when I see the pictures from the years of girls uh-huh. fire camp so far, but it looks like they're having a lot of fun and mm-hmm. squirting water and doing all those things. But this could be dangerous work. I mean, what kind of steps do you have to take to ensure safety in the training part? I mean, it's basically the same as the training for yourselves, I would think.
Yeah, in the training part, I think it's just, it should always be a safe place to be. And you train to learn how to not get hurt on a real fire or a real accident on the freeway, whatever. But the training can be difficult. It can be a little hazardous. So we really try to mitigate that by, you know, not having real dummies that we would use at the fire department that weigh 180 pounds. we're using little dummies that maybe weigh 40 pounds, you know, so they're not dragging a big, heavy monstrosity.
For the amateurs, yeah, I've done stuff like that too. But the little things are sort of important, like, you know, don't use your body this way when you're a firefighter.
Yeah, totally.
Keep your legs in, you know, in the right position.
Use your legs,
yep.
A lot of back injuries in the fire service. And I, too, honestly, I worked with guys, I wasn't as strong as them, but I was strong. And I kind of got them to help each other, right? You don't need to do this all by yourself. That's why we work as a team. So don't lift everything by yourself. Ask for help. And I think they got better at that, you know, ish.
Ish. We're talking about Rogue Girls Fire Camp here on the Jefferson Exchange with Jennifer Haddon, who is a camp instructor and a retired firefighter and paramedic. The camp is June 21st through 23rd with applications due by May 10th, is it? Something like that. Okay, well, if I'm wrong about that, we'll cut this out of the interview. But so talk about it seems like you were talking about the reliance on each other that is necessary in the lines of work that come out of something like a fire camp. And granted, it's just a taste, but I can just imagine there is some bonding that takes place among the girls.
Yeah, there's bonding. There's, I think they make lifelong friendships. They are like helping each other navigate through maybe possibly going to this career and having that help. And we're all available if anyone they want to pursue this. We're all available to help them and kind of line them out. But it's you bond over stuff like that, working really hard together. Yeah.
Now, you don't have a long string of years behind you, but are you aware of anybody who has come through Rogue Girls Fire Camp thus far who has made a move to get into the profession?
Yeah, I think there's somebody at the Applegate Fire has mm-hmm. people, and people doing internships for sure that went through the camp. We had one year where we had more instructors than we did people in the camp, which to me was phenomenal, right? That means there's that many women in the fire service now in the valley, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, all right, that's great. So how many were there all together of the instructors, I mean?
I want to say 16.
Okay, that many. All
yeah.
right, so things have changed quite a bit, I mean, from your 10 years all alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what got you into doing this in the first place? Who was around? I can't imagine there was anything like a girls' fire camp when you were thinking about this.
No, I did wildland fire. So I was on hotshot crews, and we had a guy named Larry Decker who ended up working at District 5, and I was over in Klamath on the Wainema hotshots, and he did a first aid class, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is what I want to do. And then I had taken medical terminology in college, and I was like, yes. And so back then when I was in college, I went to a fire department. I'm like, how do you get involved? Oh, you have to, you know, be not an EMT basic. It was something like that. And I'm like, what? That didn't make any sense. And so then when I finally got around to it after I had a kid and stuff, it was like, you have to have your EMT basic at least to get your foot in the door. And so Ashland only hired paramedics, and that's what I wanted to do. So that's kind of how I got in. I did my internship with Ashland Fire. I tested with them. I tested with Eugene. I got offered a job at both places, and I just knew everyone here and loved Ashland. And
but the fire and the medical, it was always going to be one of those.
Yeah, so they can hire people as firefighters with minimal job experience. Mm. But to hire someone as a paramedic, you have to have your paramedic. And so that was a requisite for getting hired at Ashland Fire. So I had the fire experience plus the medic. So it worked out for me pretty well.
So now that it worked out for you and you had your career and you've retired from that career now, what is it like for you to come see these fresh faces thinking about that when you go out to Rogue Girls Fire Camp?
Yeah, it's different. I've taken more of a back seat and let those young people do all the hard work. And I go pick up lunches. No, I still participate, but it is. It's great to see young people and the excitement that they have. And, you know, good for them just trying it. If it doesn't work, that's okay. They tried it, and that's, you know, that's all you can ask for pretty much with anything.
All right, so ages 16 to 20, and it is free. Is that correct?
It is totally free.
Okay. How does that happen? How do you pay for that?
We do get donations. Mm-hmm. We're working on getting the 503.
The nonprofit.
Nonprofit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we get donations, basically. It's we had a kind of a seed money to start with, and we pretty thrifty, so we don't spend it all.
All right. Rogue Girls Fire Camp, June 21st through 23rd in the Rogue Valley. And yes, I did go back and check. The deadline to apply is May 10th. Jennifer Haddon is one of the camp instructors, a retired firefighter and paramedic with Ashland Fire and Rescue. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange to share the story of Rogue Fire Camp. Rogue
Thank
Girls
you for
Fire Camp.
Thank you.